Okay, today's daf Tzadik Hei. We are on the top of Tzadik Hei at the Mishnah, and today's daf is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Leila Mishras, Dr. Ira Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, whose yard set is today, and then the Shah Mishnah and Aliyah. Ma Ben Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? That's a funny question, but like, what are the halachic differences? So, of course, the Gemara is not going to mention every single difference, but here we go. Harishon Usr Babal Yira Ubal Yamate. The first one, it's Usr and Bal Yira Ubal Yamate, which means you're not allowed to eat Chametz on Pesach. Vashini, but the second one, Chametz Matzah, Ima Babayis. You can have Chametz and Matzah. There's no Isra of Chametz by Pesach Sheni. That's number one. Harishon Tolan Halel. The first Karban Pesach required Halel when you ate it. When you ate it, there was halal. Ba'achilasso, when you ate it. Va'asheni, eno ton halal ba'achilasso. But the second carbon Pesach, there's no halal when you're eating it. No halal by Pesach Sheni. However, v'zeh ton halal ba'asiyasan. Both of them require halal when you bring it. When you bring it, they both require halal. V'ne'achal and sali. And the carbon Pesach Sheni is eaten roasted. Al matzah umarorim, with matzah and maror, and v'dochen es ha-Shabbos. And if the Pesach Sheni falls out on Shabbos, y'doche Shabbos too. Now, Tana Rabbanan, it says in a Braisa, k'chol chukas ha-Pesach yasa oso. Whatever you do by Pesach, you do here, Pesach Sheni. K'chol chukas ha-Pesach, whatever the rules of Pesach are, yasa oso. That means, b'mitzvah Shebegufo. Any mitzvah that has to do with the guf of the Korban Pesach itself. For example, has to be roasted. Not allowed to break bones. That's the guf of the Korban Pesach itself. Okay? Hakasa Medaber. What about, now, the Gemara now is going to say there are three levels of mitzvos that are connected to the Pesach Rishon. Number one, mitzvos Shebegufo. What is that? Like roasting it. Like not breaking any bones. Mitzvah on the guf of the Korban Pesach itself. Then stage number two is mitzvah sha'al gufo. There are mitzvahs that accompany the Korban Pesach itself. What's that? Eating matzah. Right? And then the third one is mitzvahs, the Gemara calls it something else, mitzvahs that have nothing to do with the Korban Pesach, but they have to do with Pesach. For example, chametz. So three different stages, three different levels of mitzvos. So the first level, mitzvah shebegufo, that for sure applies to Pesach Sheni. For sure. What about mitzvah sha'al gufo? Mitzvah sha'al gufo minayim. What are mitzvah sha'al gufo? They're about the Korban Pesach, but they're not with the body of the Korban Pesach. What's an example of that? Rashi says, kigon matzumar. Shem devar ma'achirim. Bo'en chovenlo. They have to eat and be together. They have to be eaten together with the Korban Pesach. How do you know that also applies on Pesach Sheni? Talmud Lomar, al matzah zumrom ruchlu. It says al matzah zumrom ruchlu. So you got that also applies again. That eating matzah has nothing to do with the goof of the Korban Pesach. Nothing to do with that. It's a separate thing, but it's connected to the Korban Pesach. Now yachal afilu mitzvah shalom al gufo. I would think. Even mitzvos shalom al gufo, that have nothing to do with the Korban Pesach, but they have to do with Pesach. Like what? Like eating chametz. I would think that also applies to Pesach Sheni. Talmud Lomar, that's what the Torah says, ve'etzem osish berubo. The Torah goes out of its way to say, that there's, you're not allowed to break the bones of a Pesach Sheni. Why did the Torah have to say that? After all, it said, Kachal Chukas HaPesach Yasa. Whatever you do by the Rishon, do by the Sheni. Why is it single out breaking bones? Right? Ma Shviras Etzem Miyuchad Mitzvah Shebegufo. Just like breaking bones is a mitzvah on the goof of the Korban Pesach. Af Kol Mitzvah Shebegufo. So too, only mitzvos Shebegufo. Okay? So there are three categories of mitzvahs. Two of them apply to Pesach Sheni. The third one does not apply. That's all the Tanakhama. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda says, it says, by Pesach Sheni, Yasu Oso, do it. What does do it mean? That means mitzvot shebegufo kasa bedaber. The Torah is talking about mitzvot shebegufo, right? Yeah, and then Rashi points out, then if the word yasu oso teaches you that you got to do it like everything's in Pesach Rishon, then why does it say that you can't break bones by Pesach Sheni? Why does it say that? Why does it say that? So we'll get to that. Now, they both hold the same thing, but they got there with different ways. They both got to the same address, but they took different paths, right? So Amar Mar, now we just said, Yachol af mitzvah shelo al gufo, even mitzvahs that are not part of Korban Pesach, should also require a Korban Pesach, right? And what did we answer? We answered, no. It says don't break bones. Now, what kind of question was that? I would think mitzvos shelo al gufo require a Pesach Sheni. Ha'amarta, but mitzvos shebegufo, kasa medaber. We just started off by saying only mitzvos that have to do with Korban Pesach and not other mitzvos. So what kind of question was that? And what about other mitzvos? We just said they don't apply. Hachi kamar. Here's what the Gemara was asking. Hashta damarta. Now that you told me that there are two categories, al matzah umar mechluhu, then it says eat matzah and mar also. Matzah and mar have nothing to do with the guf of a Korban Pesach. Now they're about Korban Pesach, nothing to do with the guf of a Korban Pesach. Nevertheless, you have to do that also, alma, yasu oso, lav dafkahu. Yasu oso is lav dafka. Now, I'm going to read the pasuk to you. And the pasuk says, listen to this pasuk. The pasuk says four things. Number one, lo yashiru menu ad boker. There's an iser of noser on the Pesach Sheni. Number two, the pasuk continues, ve'atzem osishbru bo. Don't break any bones of the Pesach Sheni. Then the pasuk says, kechal chukas ha-pesach, like every other rule of Pesach, yaseh oso. Do it. This is the whole pasuk. Says the Gemara, and then the Gemara asked, well, now that you told me that there's the next pasuk or a pasuk later, a few pasukim that says you got to eat carbon, you got to eat matzah more too. Now that the pasuk said that, so maybe it includes all, even chametz, right? So now the Gemara says hashda damarta al matzah mechluhu. Alma, yasu oso, lav dafkahu. When it says yasu oso, it's not so true. It's not so true. Why? Because it's not just connected to the oso, the animal. There's also a mitzvah matzah, which is something to do with the animal. Ema, listen to this. This is pretty rare. Havale kiprat ukeklal. It's a prat klal. What does prat klal mean? Prat klal means the pasuk gives two pratim. Don't make sure there's no noser by Korban Pesach, and make sure you don't break any bones of a Korban Pesach. Those are two prats. Then it says, whatever you did by Pesach Rishon, you do a Pesach Sheni. Kechol asher yaseh. It's two prats and a klal. Very rare. Right? What do you have? Klal, mosif ala prat. The klal comes to add on to the prat. Vafilu kol milinami. And I would add on more things. What more things am I adding on? No chametz, I don't know, you have to do bedika, whatever, all the rules of Pesach. Pesach is a busy holiday. Everything applies to Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Why? It's a prat followed by a klal. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, this Rabbi kol mili, and I'll add on anything, afilu hashbasa sa'or, even burning chametz, getting rid of chametz, she'enu al gufo, she'enu kol al gufo. Has nothing to do with the animal. Nothing whatsoever. Kamash Malan. That's why the Pasuk says, according to Rashi, that's why the Pasuk says, look at this Rashi. Kamash Malan. It's right next to where the Gemara is. It's a long Rashi, but it'll explain it very well. Kamash Malan. That's why it says, the etzem lo sishbaru. That's why it says the etzem osish brew. The lo tidrosh klal mosif ala prat l'rabuye kol mili afilo ash basas or. Don't say it's a prat and a klal. Why not? Why don't say that? So says Rashi, the im kain, because if it's a prat followed by a klal, kol hani prati lamali. Why are there two prats? The pasuk has two prats. What are the two prats? Number one, don't make sure there's no noser. And number two, don't break any bones. Why are there two prats? Could have been one prat. One prat, don't break bones, and also do whatever you did by the Rishon. Prat, klal. It doesn't say that. It says two prats followed by a klal. So says Rashi, that can't be a klal, a prat and a klal. Why would the Torah say two prats? Obviously, something else is going on here. El lahachi kasvinhu, you know why it says it? Lukulu lemidrash, tosefta deklala, akol chad v'chad. Everything here is extra. The words are extra. I don't need two prats. Umarabi dumya deprati v'sulo. We're going to have prats and klals that are connected to each other, as we'll see in the Gemara. V'kulu prati havi degufo uda al gufo. And every prat is about the guf and on the guf. V'kulu v'hainu dekamartana deprati etzem usishbu ma'ik mitzvah shalo al gufo.
Is there a halacha that you're not allowed to check the carbon Pesach Sheni when you still have chametz in your house? There's no such halacha. Pesach Rishon, there is such a halacha. Right? Fine. So, just for the people that came late, there are three categories of mitzvos when it comes to Pesach Sheni. Number one, mitzvos that have to do with the goof of the animal itself. Such as roasting, it can't break any bones. That applies to Pesach Sheni. Then there is another category of mitzvos that don't apply to the goof of the Korban Pesach itself, but they're about the Korban Pesach, and that's like matzah and mar. It doesn't do with the goof, but it's part of the Pesach program. On the Pesach program in the menu, it'll say, at this time and this location, we're going to eat the Pesach with matzah and mar. Then there's a third category of mitzvos that have nothing whatsoever to do with the Korban Pesach, but they have to do with the yontif of Pesach, like not eating chametz. That doesn't apply on Pesach Sheni. The first two categories, yes. Third category, not. And there was a machlokas tanoim, how you know that. And what about the third category? And we're busy with the third category. So, now, Isi ben Yehuda, according to Isi ben Yehuda, who learned the first two categories from the fact that it said, Yase Oso, do the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach has to be whatever you did by the Rishon. Hi, etzem ayavid lei. Then why does the Torah single out, don't break any bones? Why? I know that already. The Gemara says, mi boilei le'echad etzem she'et yesh bo moach, ve'echad etzem she'ein bo moach. Even if the etzem has meat inside it, you still can't break it. Fine. V'rabanan, hi yasu oso ma'avdi lei. What do they do with the words yasu oso? They never explain those words. Why does the Torah say that? It's like extra words. Mi boilei, She'ein shochtin es ha-pesach ala yachid. You don't check the carbon Pesach Sheni for one person. I don't know why not, but you don't do it. Kama de'efshar lahadurei mahadrinan. You got to find somebody else. So if you go through, if you scan the whole Klai Yisrael on Erev Pesach Rishon, and only one person who's tameh, he's the only guy who's going to bring Pesach Sheni, you have to make somebody else tameh. Can't be brought with one person. Well, that's what he learns out from that. Fine. Now there's a ton of Rabbanan, which the Bryson now is just really going to flesh out everything we just said, really everything Rashi said. Ton of Rabbanan, it says like this. It says, Kechol chukas ha-Pesach yasa oso. Whatever you did by Pesach Rishon, you do by Pesach Sheni. Kechol chukas ha-Pesach. Every rule is the same. Yachal, I would think, Kishem shah Rishon aser b'ayor b'ayimatzei, kach Sheni aser b'ayor b'ayimatzei. Well, Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to have chametz. Maybe Pesach Sheni also no chametz. We already established that that's not true. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Al Matzos Umarorim Yochluhu. Right? How does that teach me no chametz? How does eating matzah mean that the issue of chametz doesn't apply by a sheni? How do you get from that to that? So Rashi says on the second wide line, V'hadar siv klala aleha. Then there's a klal. In other words, since the Torah singles out only matzah and mar, there's nothing else left that is in the category 2. What else is in category 2? Category one is the goof of the carbon itself. Category two is things that come about the carbon. Like what? Matzah and Marah. What else is in category two? Nothing. But the Torah goes out of its way to include category two. Therefore, category three is excluded. What's category three? Chametz. Excluded. Fine. Now, ve'ein li ela mitzvos aseh. This is only applies to mitzvos aseh. Like what? Like eating matzah. Mitzvos lo saseh minayin. How do you know it includes lo sases? I'm not sure what lo sases the Gemara is referring to. What lo sases? I'm not sure what lo sases. The article say what lo sases they're referring to? Right? Doesn't say. What lo sases are you talking about? Talmud, it's not going to really explain it later. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, lo yashiru menu ad boker. And by the way, the Torah does say, you can't leave over, there's no servant Pesach Sheni. It's a lo sasei. Ein liela mitzvahs lo sasei, shinitak lasei. That only makes sense, a lo sasei, but you can fix the lo sasei with doing an asei. If you leave over no sir, you burn it. So it's a lo sasei, followed by an asei. That's fine. Mitzvahs lo sasei gum or minayin. What about a real lo sasei? A real lo sasei that you can't fix. Talmud lomar, the etzem osesh brubo. That's why by Pesach Sheni, the Torah singles out, don't break any bones. The lo sasei real, no way around that lo sasei, you're not allowed to do it. Just like the Torah said that by Pesach Rishon, so too all lo saseis. What lo saseis? Ma haprat mefurish mitzvah sasei, v'lo sasei, shinitak lasei, v'lo sasei gomor. Just like, so what do we have now? We have, the Torah says by Pesach Sheni, don't break any bones. It's a real lo sasei. Don't leave over any noser. That's a lo sasei, but you can fix that lo sasei. And also, matzah and mo'ah have to be eaten. That's an asei. Af kol mitzvah sasei, v'lo sasei, shnidik lasei, v'lo sasei gamor. That's so too, all aseis, and lo saseis, and not even real lo saseis, they're all included. I don't know what this line means. What does that mean, they're included? What are they? What are these lo saseis? What's going on? What's the more talking about? Right? Now the Gemara is going to say that the Torah went out of its way to say so many extra things. The Torah could have said one thing. Whatever you did by the Pesach Rishon, do by the Pesach Sheni. The Torah didn't say that. The Torah said, whatever you do by the Pesach Rishon, do by the Pesach Sheni. Then it said, don't break bones. Leave it over till morning. Don't leave it over till morning. Eat matzah and marah together with it. Why are all these extra commandments mentioned? Why? The Torah already said, whatever you do by the Rishon, you do by the Sheni. So why are there all these extra commandments? So the Gemara is going to explain each one. Bichlale de matzah zumorim ma'ika marabi. What did we mean to include by that? When it says, and matzah and marah also. And the Gemara says, Tzliyesh. Make sure it's roasted. Just like a Pesach Rishon. Beprote, Maimimatle. What am I excluding from that? What is excluded from that? And the answer is, Hashpas HaSa'ar. Burning the Chametz. There's no burning Chametz on Pesach Sheni. Eibachana, maybe I'll switch it around. Maybe it comes to include burning Chametz and to exclude roasting. No. Mitzvah the Gufa Adif. No. The what you're doing to the animal itself, that's more precious, and therefore that's included in the list, and what's not, so the guf is excluded, therefore tzli, roasting is in, and burning chametz is out. Now, why does the Torah mention, and by the way, don't leave over till the morning? The klala de lo yeshiru menu ad boker might come rabile. What do we include by that? And the answer is, lo tzotzi mi menu. You're not allowed to leave your house. That applies to Pesach Sheni too. You're not allowed to leave your house. Beprate ma kama matle. What are we excluding from that? We're excluding lo yirav lo yimatze. There's no b'yirav b'yimatze by Pesach Sheni. That was different than not burning chametz. You don't have to burn it. You're allowed to even have it. Eibachana. Maybe I'll switch them around. Maybe it means I'm not allowed to be over b'yirav b'yimatze, but I can leave my house. The Gemara says no mitzvah de gufei adif. No, what has to do with the Korban Pesach is more precious. Therefore, that's in the list. Things that have nothing to do with the Korban Pesach are out of the list. The Chol de Etzem Al Sish Berubo, my Kama Rabbi. Now the pasuk. Now we turned over to my base. The pasuk says you're not allowed to break any bones. Why does the Torah say that? The Torah said, whatever you do with Pesach Rishon, do Pesach Sheni. Why is it singling out that? Al Tochlam Menu No, to let you know that you're not allowed to eat a Pesach Sheni half roasted, whatever that is. Beprate my Kama Mait. And what is the prat? What are we coming to exclude? We're coming to exclude Losish Chol Chametz Dam Zivchi. You're not allowed to shech the carbon Pesach when you still have chametz in your house. Pesach Sheni, that doesn't apply. Ebechana, I'll switch them around. And the answer is, mitzvah, the gufa, adif. Now, a mitzvah that has to do with your guf, the guf of the carbon Pesach is more precious. Therefore, not eating it calf cooked is in the list. And not checked in the carbon Pesach if you have chametz in your house is not in the list. And that ends that complicated Gemara. Or the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Okay? Next. Then we said that the Pesach Rishon requires Hallel when you eat it. The Pesach Sheni does not require Hallel when you eat it. That's why there's no Hallel at the Seder, no Hallel at the Seder and Pesach Sheni Seder. But both times you have Hallel when you bring it. Okay, that both of them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Menahani Mili. How do you know that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak. Amar Kra, Hashir. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya which says, Hashir Yiyeh Lochem. There'll be a song for you, Kalel Hiskadish Chag, like the night of the kedusha of the Chag. What does that mean? Laila Hamakudosh Lechag, a night that's set aside for holiness, Tohen Hallel, requires Hallel. Laila, she'ein mekudosh l'chag, but a night that's not mekudosh as a yontif, ain't Tohen Hallel. There is no Hallel. And therefore, Pesach Sheni, there's no Hallel. Why? It's not a yontif. I mean, it's a quasi, what do you want? There's no tach, that everyone gets excited. What? I'm not sure what... It's a good question. It's a very good question. Maybe you could do that at the Seder, even if you can't eat the Korban Pesach. Right, I hear you. It's a good question. And by the way, it's a good question. I don't have to think about it. No. He's asking, but does he have to do the Pesach Rishon? If someone's Tomei and he can't eat the Korban Pesach,
yes.
So does he say Sibur Tzitzur Tzayim? So I would say, why not? Now that he chametz, what about a Pesach Sheni? Is the mitzvah of Sibur applied to Pesach Sheni? We don't even mention it. It's a good question. It's a fair question. By the way, this Gemara is the source of the hak of saying Pesach, of saying Hallel in Shul Pesach night, which many do and some don't. More do than don't, right? So more do, I think that's right. Because even many Ashkenaz shuls do it also. Every Sfarad shul does it. So I think it's the majority of people. There's a minority that don't. That's fine. It all stems from this Gemara. The Leil Kadosh Chag, it's special Chag, and davening, and Shul, Yom Tov, it's all fine. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Zevze and Ton Hallel Ba'asi Yasan. They both require Hallel when you bring it. That they both require. My time of why? Iboy Seima, listen to this. Laila Kamamait, Yom Lo Kamamait. We only excluded the night. We didn't exclude the day. So therefore, the day that you bring the Karban Pesach Sheni, Hallel. V'boy Yisema, listen to this line. Efshar, is it possible? Yisrael shochten es pischeyen. A Jew is shechten carbon Pesach. V'notlen es liluveyen. Takes his luluv. V'ein omrim hallel. And you don't say hallel? What kind of Jew is that? This is an unbelievable Rashi. This is a Rashi you should put in your refrigerator. Rashi says, D'kivan d'davar mitzvahu. Since it's a mitzvah, ton hallel. You have to say hallel. I mean, it was so far removed from that kind of mindset. What do you mean? You do a mitzvah, you say hallel. You should say hallel every morning. You put on tefillin, you do a mitzvah, sitzes. Okay. It becomes not special. You do mitzvahs once a year, say hallel, of course. What kind of question? It's an unbelievable vart. Such an eye-opener, you know? Like, everything we do is such a bunch of robots. Take a step back for a second and say hallel. What do you mean? Of course. The saying hallel becomes robotic, right? Okay. Then we said, Nechol and Tzli, the Karban Pesach has to be eaten roasted, and it's Docheh Shabbos. Listen to this, Gemara. Shabbos in, Tomalo. Shabbos, it's Docheh. What if you're Tomei and the Pesach Sheni also? Then what do you do? Nothing, what could you do? You're Tomei. Well, Masnis in the local Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Docheh Shabbos, Vedocheh Tuma. Right, that's what our Mishnah said. Karban Pesach Sheni, Docheh Shabbos, not Tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Docheh Tuma. It's also Docheh Tuma. Also Docheh Tuma? My time with the Tanakama. Tanakama said it's not Docheh Tuma, it's only Docheh Shabbos. Why? Mibnei Tuma Dechisiv. Because the whole reason you're bringing a Pesach Sheni is because you were Tomei. Right? That's the whole reason you're bringing it. Now Pesach Sheni, you're Tomei again. Yachzav Yasa Betuma, so now we're going to let you bring a Betuma? What kind of crazy thing is that? How could that be? Rabbi Yehuda, HaTorah Chazra Olav Lasos Betahira. The Torah said you get a second shot. Right? Lo Zoch, Yasa Betuma. So that second chance, the all doesn't make a difference. You're Tomei, you still have a second chance. Torah gave you a second chance. That second chance is even if you tell me. Unusual shita. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Pesach Rishon, Docheh HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon is Docheh HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni, Docheh HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni, Docheh HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon, Docheh HaTumah. Pesach Rishon is Docheh HaTumah. Pesach Sheni, Docheh HaTumah. Pesach Sheni is Docheh HaTumah. Pesach Rishon, Ton Lina. Pesach Rishon, where are you eating the Pesach Rishon, by the way? Where are you eating it? In your house? In the Tanya? You can't do that. You can't leave Yerushalayim. So you're eating it somewhere in Yerushalayim. So there's a rule. Ton Lina. You have to stay over the night you eat a Karban Pesach. So you can't eat a Karban Pesach, finish 10 p.m., and then drive home. You're not allowed to do that. You have to spend the night in Jerusalem. Pesach Sheni too. You have to spend the night in the city. Then in the morning, you go home. Pesach Sheni, Ton Lina. Same thing Pesach Sheni. Docheh HaTumah, Kiman, Rabbi Yehuda. This whole b'risa must be Rabbi Yehuda. He's the only one who said, you can bring a Pesach Sheni, even if you tell me. So this whole b'risa must be him. The problem is, he didn't hold of Lina. Rabbi Yehuda, Ton Lina? That's not true. For Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menayin LePesach Sheni, she ain't Ton Lina. No, you drive to Yerushalayim, you park the car, you make the carbon Pesach Sheni, you eat it, then you drive home. According to him, you can drive home. You don't have to, no yontif. Right? Shenemar, Uponisa Baboker V'lachta Lo Halecha. You get up in the, right, you turn away, and you go back home. Uksivan, it says, Sheishit Yom Tocha Matzos. 6 days eat matzah. So Rabbi Yehuda makes a hekish. Hanocha L'shisha Ton Lina. If you're eating matzah for 6 days, meaning Pesach, then you have to have Lina. Necha L'shisha Ein Ton Lina. But if it's going to be not staying there for 7 days, Pesach Sheni, it's a 1 day thing. Then you don't have to stay overnight. So Gemara says, which one is it? So Gemara says, Trei Tanoim Libra Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, two Tanoim argue on what Rabbi Yehuda said. Some say he said you have to stay Lina, and some say they didn't have to do Lina. So it's a machlokas in what he said.
Is there such a thing as Tumah Tzibur by Pesach Sheni? If you're
Mechuyev to
bring,
no, because
one second. By everybody, by the Tzibur was Tohar by Pesach Rishon. But you were Tommy. Now the second...
No, because there's no such thing, because they're not bringing a Pesach Sheni. So the fact that they're all Tommy is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant to you.
Yeah.
The question was if you would be Tommy by the Pesach
right.
Sheni.
Right, it only goes by you.
Because only the people bring the Pesach Sheni. The majority of the small songs, they don't bring, nobody brings...
Now comes the next Mishnah. Not so true, what you said. Ready for the next Mishnah? HaPesach Sheba Betuma. If a Pesach Rishon is brought Betuma, why is it being brought Betuma? Because Rov of the Tzibur is Tamei Mace. How did Rov of the Tzibur become Tamei Mace? Because let's say the king died, the God of Ador died, everybody went to the Levite, everyone's Tamei. 55% of Bnei Israel is Tamei, you bring it Betuma. It happens to be you have a guy who is a Zav. Or you have some woman who just had a baby, and she's Tamei. So can she eat the Karban Pesach now? Right? Can she? She's Tamei, but for a different reason. So, says the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheba Betuma. If a Pesach is brought Betuma because Rov of Klai Yisrael is Tamei Mace, Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavin, Zavos, Midos, Violdos. All these other people, cannot partake of the Korban Pesach. I'm tummy anyway, why not? No. However, one kula, v'im achlu peturim mikares. If they do eat it, they don't get kares. Normally, someone who's tummy, who eats kudshim, gets kares. But these people, they don't get kares. They're not allowed to do it, but they don't get kares. Why not? So Rashi says, because, Rashi says, we're going to learn out of psukim. However, think of this case. It's Erev Pesach, and Rov of Klal Yisrael is tummy. And Rov of the Kahanim are tummy also. So who's on the temple grounds? Who's actually doing the Korban Pesach? People that are tummy. Now, isn't there a rule that you're not allowed to go on to the temple if you're tummy? Right? What's the answer? Tumah hotru b'tzibur. Tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, whatever you want to say. The answer is that rule went away. So what if a Zav says, now's my chance to go on to the Beis HaMikdash and I'm tummy? Because they're all there tummy and I'm also tummy. So I'll go too now. I'll go, I'll take a tour, I'll go look around. Can I do that? No. His tumah is different. His tumah is not tumah's meis. So he's not allowed to do that. What if he does do it? Yeah, he gets courage to that. Not allowed to do that. Just because they're there, if you eat the Korban Pesach with them, you shouldn't have done that. You don't get kares. But going on the temple bit, on the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, for that you get kares.
Why does the commission lead on the Tsar of Asheretz?
We'll see in the Gemara. We're going to add more people. 1 second. Rabbi Eliezer poter afal bias mikdash. Rabbi Eliezer is even poter even if they go visit the Beis HaMikdash. And they're tummy. And they're tummy for a different reason. Not allowed to go there. They are still poter from kares. The Tanakhama didn't say that. He said the chayiv in kares, they're poter in kares only if they eat it. Which implies if they go on, they're chayiv. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, no, they're even poter if they go on. So it's a machlokas. Now Tana Rabbanan. Zavin v'zavos, nidos v'yolados, she'achlu b'pesach, she'ba b'tuma. If they ate a Korban Pesach that was brought b'tuma, yachol yiyu chayavin. I would think they're chayiv kares. They are tamei that ate kachim. What are you going to tell me? But the guy sitting next to me is also tamei eating kachim? The difference is, he's tamei meis. He got a dispensation from the Torah. You're tamei zav. You did not get a dispensation from the Torah. What do you want me to tell you?
Now, we cannot learn kares from kalachover. So how can this be a machloket?
Well, we'll get to it. No, it's how you learn a pasuk. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, kol tahar yochal basar. Any tahar person can eat kachim. V'hanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlom hashal Hashem v'tumaso alav v'nichrusa. And anybody who's tameh, who eats kachim, gets kares. So the Gemara makes a comparison. Nechal l'tahorim, only if someone's tahar, only if everyone's tahar, chayavin alav mishum tameh. And you eat kachim, when you're tameh, you get kares. However, v'she'eno nechal l'tahorim, but if other tamei people, for some reason, are allowed to eat this kachim, for example, Rov Klaiso is tamei, so they're allowed to eat it, ein tamei in chayav and love mishum tamei. Right? Then a tamei person eats it, tamei for a different reason, there's no kares. It's learned out of a psukim. Now what about going on? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yachal Zah... Listen to this. And Rabbi Eliezer said, that extended even to visiting the temple grounds. You visit the temple grounds. This guy's allowed to be there. He's tummy. I'm also allowed to be there. I'm tummy. Not allowed to be there. You're tummy for a different reason. He's tummy maze. He's in Bar Tzibor. You're a yachid. You have to be. You're led this. You just had a baby. What's your shaykh? You don't get curries. Now listen to this Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yachal. I would think Dach Kuzavin Finichnusu Lazar BePesach Ababatoma. That if a Zav, he wants to be there. He wants to see all the people. He wants to sing Hallel with them. He's dying to be there. But they're all tummy. So I'm also tummy. Now let it go. And what if he went? What if he went? So I would think, Pesach Abba B'toma, Yachol Yei Chayavin, you should be Chayiv Kares for that. Because you're not going to be there. Talmud Lomar, comes along the Torah, V'yishalchu min ha-machane, and who has to be sent out of the machane? Called Tzarua, in the Mitzora, V'chol Zav, and Izav, V'chol Tomei L'nefesh. And anyone who's Tomei. Right? Which means, that's the Gemara, it's the Parshas Naso, that's the Makar, that is someone who's Tomei can't visit the Beis HaMikdash. Sorry, it's off limits. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Bizman shetomei mesim mishdalchin. When Tomei mesim are not allowed to be there, then Zavin and Mitzorah and Mishdalchin. Then Zavin and Mitzorah can't be there either. However, in Tomei mesim mishdalchin, if a Tomei mesim is there, we're not going to throw him out. We're going to let him stay. For example, Erev Pesach when everyone's Tomei, then in Zavin and Mitzorah mishdalchin, you don't have to throw the Zav out either. He's allowed to be there. Okay? Now that we said that, now the Gemara asks the question, I tell you the honest truth, I don't really understand the question. The question is it's a fascinating question. By Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asks the following question. No, I'm Tomei Meis, but so is everyone else. So I'm sitting over here in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? I'm in the Azara. And I'm Tomei Meis. And I'm allowed to be here. So, you know, now that I'm here, I'm Tomei anyway. Today I'm not really supposed to be here. Let me go check out the Kodesh. I never saw the Shulchan in my life. I never saw the Mizbeach, I never saw the Menorah. I'm not allowed to go in there. But I'm not allowed to be here altogether. So maybe I can go in there. Let me go take a look. I never was in there. No Yisrael ever goes in there. Let me go in there now. Since I'm anyway Tomei, I might as well go in. What's the Havamina you can go in? What's the Havamina? So it says Gemara. He asked, this is Yosef's question. Dachaku Tomei Mesim. If the Tomei Mesim pushed, the Nichnasu Lehechol, and they went into the Hechol, the Hechel is the room that housed the menorah, the shulchan. Somebody went in there. The Pesach Abba Betumah. On an Erev Pesach, when you're Tomei. Mahu, what's the story? What do you mean, what's the story? Mid Ishtari Tumas Azara. Ishtari Nami Tumas Hechel? Since you're allowed to be in there in the Azara, so we also say you can go into the Hechel? Why on earth would we say that?
You're not allowed to not be in the Hechel because of
Tumah. Even a Kohen's not allowed to go in there.
But
what do you mean? So you go into a place you have no reason to be.
Because I don't think there's chorus for that on a regular.
What are you talking about? Only in the less holy places chorus, not in the more holy place? That doesn't make any sense.
I thought only the Kodesh Kodashim has chorus.
No, the whole thing. The whole thing. You're allowed to go, a Tomei Meis is allowed to go in Machne Levia. Even a Kohen is not allowed to go in there for no reason. You know that?
Right.
Even a Kohen can't go in there. I just want to stop and want to see.
Not to...
What? I don't know. But you're Tomei. So what you're doing is... So it's an interesting question. At first I thought, what kind of question is this? What's the Havamina you can go in here? What's the Havamina?
Because the more strict prohibition which is being took Tomei was lifted, so the less strict...
Who said it's less strict? You're saying it's less. Why is it less strict? I think it's more strict. It's more holy. It's more holy. So you can go to the Kodesh Kodashim also?
Yeah, I don't understand.
What's the Havamina?
And the other thing is it has nothing to do with Tumah. So the fact that everybody's doing something because of Tumah doesn't have to do with the fact that you don't have to go to the Kodesh.
Right.
Kodesh has nothing to do with Tumah.
So, Odilma, or maybe, my de ishtri, my de low ishtri. What's mutter is mutter, what's not mutter is not mutter. What kind of question is this? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, V'yishalchum in a machne, which means, Afilu mixas machne, which means, you can't go in there. You can only go wherever you can go. Wherever you can't go, you can't go. And by the way, there's no question that a Tomei person, I don't think he's allowed to go into the Kodesh. Not allowed to go in there. So the fact that he's allowed to go here, why should he go in? There's no reason to go in there. Ikad the Amri, others say like this. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Fishalchum and Amachana. El Michutz Lamachana, Tishalchum. Send them out. Who are you sending out? Whoever's Tomei. Kolhechad de Karina be El Michutz Lamachana, Tishalchum. Karina be Fishalchum and Amachana. Whenever we would tell you to leave, you have to leave. Since we're not going to tell you to leave, then according to the second version of Rava, you're allowed to go in. You're allowed to go in. I can't tell you to leave. You're allowed to be here. Fascinating question. Alright? Very interesting. Alright, so we'll stop here on the bottom line, Boy Rabbi Yosef. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Yes.